Paterson, New Jersey has one of the largest Palestinian populations in the U.S. In a neighborhood known as Little Ramallah, residents are watching the war unfold. Now, as NPR's Jasmine Garst reports, as the death toll rises, the conflict is affecting more and more people in Paterson.
Amjad Aboukweik owns Shifa Pharmacy in Little Ramallah's bustling business district. Like many here, he was born in Gaza. A lot of people call him Amo, which means uncle in Arabic. But things have changed.
I'm not the person that I used to be 2 weeks ago.
These days, Aboukweik is very quiet.
When people talk to me, I just often tell them, please stop talking right now. I can't talk right now. Don't ask me how's your family. Don't ask me what's going on. I don't want to know. I need a mental break.
Shifa Pharmacy is located on a street called Palestine Way. The grief here, it's tangible. Every person seems to have a loved one who was killed in the last 2 weeks. Aboukweik lists friends who he says were killed just before we spoke in a bombing.
4 daughters, 3 sons, and their niece, all her grandkids are gone except just one single baby. It's all gone under rubble right now.
He says he's showing up for work, but it's hard to be present.
I'm not here. I need to be strong. Physically, I'm here. Not many of us can tell their story. I'm obligated to be here.
Oh, people are having anxiety attacks. They are hurt.
Najwa Al-Sadi owns a school bus company. She says it seems like everyone in town is hunched over their phones.
We do not eat. We hardly do any work because we glued it to either the TV or the phone to find out what's going on with the family.
Al-Sadi reads me a few of her recent messages.
Are you still alive? Yes, we are. Is everything all right? Yeah, for now. No, there's no place is safe in Gaza. This is my little nephew.
She's trying to get them to Canada. She hasn't even considered the U.S. Since this war began, 2 Republican Congress members have introduced a bill that would ban anyone with a passport issued by the Palestinian Authority from seeking asylum. But it's already quite difficult for a Palestinian to seek asylum in the U.S. In the past 10 years, fewer than 600 have come here as refugees. Al-Sadi winces at the bill's language, which says Palestinian refugees would be dangerous to America. She says her friends, her family, are civilians who are being targeted.
The international community that is standing by and speaking of human rights, I'm sorry, I don't want to listen to you anymore.
There is always an ongoing conversation here about what should happen after the war. People tell me land occupied by Israel should be returned. Others support a 2-state solution. But most say right now the pressing concern is a ceasefire.
Immediate ceasefire. Immediate ceasefire. Immediate. Immediately. The bombing has to stop. Mr. Biden, who I gave him my vote, should say stop and let's just fix this.
But there's no indication that a ceasefire is near. Earlier this week, President Biden asked Congress for $14 billion for Israel and announced $100 million in aid to help civilians in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. But with Israel's siege of Gaza, it's not clear how that aid would get to people. The UN says this conflict is, quote, an unprecedented catastrophe. Al-Sadi, the school bus owner, says it's not unprecedented. It feels like history repeating.
We keep repeating the same mistakes. And then 20, 30 years later, oh, we're so sorry that this happened. How could have we allowed this to happen? We have not learned anything as human beings.
The looming question in Little Ramallah is how many of their loved ones will survive? Jasmine Garst, NPR News, Paterson, New Jersey.